Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. Today we have with us...
me!
And me.
Brian, I'm going to kick you off the podcast.
Me!
Oh, no.
It's me, Brian!
Gavin.
Dave.
Skip me.
Yeah. Well,
you said me.
You already screwed it up.
Oh, all right.
What's your name?
I don't do this. Ryan.
Ryan Hartman?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Reed Exhibitions?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, hi, Brian.
I live here now.
Yeah, no.
You always lived in my heart.
Yeah.
So today we are with all of the people that stayed a little bit longer in Australia.
That's how they
pronounce it. A little vacation time, so we're going to hear about what they did.
In Australia.
Australia?
Yeah. I believe that the locals just refer to it as
Owl.
Home. Or here.
The band Owl City is actually named after Australia.
Oz.
Oh, fun fact.
The classic band Owl City.
Their second album will not say this. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Someone's dating himself here, you know. Oh, I remember Owl City.
I found graffiti in a bathroom in a coffee shop in Melbourne that just said, Owl City's second album will not stand the test of time. Like, that was their profound message to leave on the wall. And I was like, no one ever thought that it would. Who says this?
There's like evidence that someone tried to wipe it off. Like, no, but not in my coffee house.
The funny part being that they're obviously wrong. The Owl City's second album is a masterpiece.
And it's incredible. Yeah. It didn't even need Fireflies to stand out.
Yeah, beat the shit out of M83's second album. Does M83 have a second album?
They have a billion albums.
Yeah, whatever. But, I don't know. Better than Foster the People's sophomore effort.
Okay, so I can
Silverchair.
Well, just listening bands we know, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Better than Chumbawamba's second album.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess we should get some tubs in here. I'll thump the shit out of them.
We should kind of split up the group. So we were in two separate groups.
And that's why we're sitting like
this. The good one.
They can't tell that we're sitting like this, but we are.
So we finished PAX Australia in Melbourne, and then Gavin and Dave stayed. I believe that actually like Kenneth had a group that stayed for a few extra days as well, but
they
he's not
to
here
Sydney.
Today.
Yeah, they went to Sydney.
And then
Kenneth died in Australia.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen him since. One of those funnel webs.
That's true. I've not seen him since. So.
Yeah.
He stayed. I have no proof that he's alive.
He emailed me, but...
It was him and Oliver and LA was with them for a while too, I think. There was a group.
Why don't we talk about people that are here?
And then Ryan and Brian plus Levin went to the Gold Coast with a couple of Australians. I think one was from the Reed team and one was
just guys on the Reed team, and the other guy Jamie was his Nintendo friend. Oh, and then Kyle and Jason from the
this is Reed fascinating.
Also, yeah, they were there too.
Guy, or as you Australians might know him.
Yeah, Yug. You know what's fascinating?
Listing a bunch of names of people that aren't here and no one knows.
No one knows them, yeah.
Anyways, continue.
People know Yug.
You can we know Yug. Yug. Yeah. Yug. Yeah. Shout out to Guy.
He's
everybody
the only
knows
one.
Yug star.
Yeah, he's great. Special.
He is. He's a good guy.
And Yug was the one who kind of put it all together.
He was the glue.
No, I put it together.
You decided we were going to do it, and then you're like, Guy, do it.
All right, that's accurate.
So you shared a house on Gold Coast.
Yeah.
We went to the Gold Coast, which is not the coast of gold. It's not made of gold.
It sounds way nicer than the Silver Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's Sunshine Coast.
But there's
gold
Platinum Coast.
Yeah, could you not afford the
Diamond
Platinum Coast?
A little bit better.
Platinum Coast.
Yeah. And then there's Challenger. League joke. It's worst.
Gold Coast was Floridian, I would say.
Yeah. It was very Daytona-ish.
So I've already been there.
Yeah. You don't need to go.
They had crocodiles.
Yeah.
And high schoolers.
Did
like that's pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, then it was Daytona.
Yeah.
You can hardly tell them apart.
There was a casino.
Retirees.
There was a casino. And yeah, and it, like literally it was the demographic was like
New Jersey.
Because there was like a Masters like athletic event going on, there was like a bunch of old people, and then it was also like the beginning of schoolies, which is all the people who just graduated high school.
It's like senior week.
Mm-hmm. Do they call them schoolies?
Yeah, go to Gold Coast and wear like handkerchiefs for clothes. For like a week.
Were there people
schoolies?
Who looked as if they had been in the sun for so schoolies. Long that their skin had turned to that of a dinosaur?
Never in my life.
Not a lot of that. I didn't see a lot of that. No.
Not the like people that live there?
Yeah, this was very tourist based. But so you had like this group of the Masters groups that were all wearing matching clothes, like groups of five or six walking around in matching clothes. This becomes important later. And then also, then you had all the like the teenagers, like the 18, 19 year olds who were there. And then we were like smack in the middle. With like 10 years to spare on either side, minimum.
Just so raking it in on both sides.
There's your setup.
Oh, yeah.
What was
like up to my eyeballs, bro.
Yeah.
So there's our setup. There's the beginning of our scene. We were in a beach house,
yeah,
right in the middle there. So how about you guys? What did you? What
we got to set our scene.
Scene.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it was Dave and his girlfriend Sarah and I, and we wanted to stay in Melbourne, and we wanted to. I wanted to make sure that we were centrally located, and they weren't there last year, but I was, so I remembered that like the CBD near Federation Square is like a really cool area and like very centralized. So we found a little Airbnb in this building called Flinders House, which was like a really old stone building.
Jimmy Flinder.
First team All-American.
And so it just was like we rented an apartment for a week. And
was Jimmy there?
He
Jimmy
was.
Flinder?
Yeah. And
it's a good guy.
Jimmy.
It was right off one of the main roads. We were blocked from the big Flinders Street train station, so it was easy to get around. And we just basically lived there.
We pretended that we were filming the Australian version of Friends. We didn't have jobs. We just hung out in coffee shops and talked about stuff.
Some of us were sarcastic.
Ross was an archaeologist or something. Ross had a job.
We didn't have a Ross.
They all had jobs.
Have you ever seen Friends?
Joey did act occasionally, it's true.
Yeah. And Chandler was, I don't know, something.
Chandler's a
character,
with,
right?
With, like, derivatives, I think.
He's a programmer.
Yeah, he was some kind of, like,
he had an office job, I remember. Six-year-old sometimes programmer. He wore a suit.
That's what we did. Well, that's where we stayed, anyway.
Bing.
Right.
Chandler Bing.
Right in the heart of the city.
Ain't no love.
Okay.
You guys came a week after us, too, right? Because we got there for sex.
Well, we were there.
Oh,
yeah.
We got there on, well, we left here on October 27th. Got there on the 29th, and then left to come home on November 10th.
I think by the time you got there, we had already summarized Melbourne for ourselves, which was Melbourne, love it, great food, really good coffee, tiny portions.
Mm.
Old hat.
Yeah. Well, we had different motivations than
sometimes
you did.
They put ice cream in your
for
coffee.
Our vacations.
It's like, whoa.
Hold on. We got to get into that right now if you just, you know, burst through the doors with that.
The coffee
and ice cream in it. Yeah.
So it's just, so there, if you order iced coffee, that means coffee with ice cream.
And ice.
Nope.
Sometimes.
What? Sometimes.
Not in my experience.
I only had ice. I had ice and ice cream.
Oh.
Always. Right.
And if you order an iced mocha, it is all of that, but chocolate syrup also.
But if you order a cold drip, you get a thimble of cold coffee.
You get a tiny amount of cold coffee.
They don't have
shitload
of ice.
No, they don't. It's all espresso. It's basically Americanos.
Yeah, you have to get a long black. It's the closest you can get to normal black coffee. And then everyone kept offering me flat whites, which is a latte without foam and like a ton of milk.
Well, a latte is a ton of milk.
Yeah, but this was even more. It seemed like more.
It felt
than
like
normal.
An authentic latte to me.
Yeah, I think the ratio is about the same.
Yeah.
I mean, really you don't see what they do behind the Starbucks counter, but they just pour a shitload of milk in there.
Milk if you're lucky.
Yeah.
It's just the shot or however many shots of espresso are in it, and then the rest is milk.
Several spots we ordered, they would give us these contents separately and you'd mix them together yourself.
Yeah, that
kind
was
of
cool.
These little,
oh, yeah?
That was cool.
Yeah,
they'd give you the little vial of espresso.
I'm not here to do your job for you, coffee dude.
It was really interesting how they, while I don't know if it seemed as much of a coffee culture as here, they care. It seemed like they care a lot about their coffee. Like they all did it really cool and really well.
Did. Every place had an espresso machine. And if they had an espresso machine, it was top of the line.
Yeah.
You did not see any like little cheap ones there. Like you knew that they're all really, really high quality.
And then our favorite coffee place that's nearest the convention center has their really great espresso machine and then sells
really great espresso,
really great espresso machines. And that was the first place I had coffee.
That was DiMattina.
Yeah, DiMattina.
That was my first iced coffee.
But DiMattina is also like a brand of coffee shop in the same way that Cafe Del Arte or whatever is here. Because I saw DiMattina in Brisbane.
Just a block from DiMattina is Dead Man Espresso. And they serve Seven Seeds, which is a local shop that I went to because they do their own micro roasting and everything. And that place was phenomenal.
Really big on the micro batch stuff in the same way that like we might know where our hops from beer are here.
Oh, we also know where our coffee comes from here if we drink good coffee.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. Yeah, Folgers comes from
Safeway, obviously.
Colombian beans.
Why do you keep looking at me when you say this? These
Colombian
things.
Beans.
It's Colombian.
I know you're
it
a
says
coffee
so
connoisseur
on the commercial.
As well.
Glaring at me.
Comes from Colombia.
Yeah.
I went to every coffee place I went to in Australia. They were just like, I better know what you want. You want a long black, don't you, you fat, dumb American? And I'm like, whoa, I may be fat and dumb and American, but shut up and give me my coffee.
Shut up and give me my long black.
Get back to work.
And no, I'm not going to tip you because you don't even expect
it. Yeah, I know. That was the worst, not being able to tip people. I got shit service like 3 times, and I was like, oh, I've got nothing to lord over you now.
Yeah.
And they knew it.
I think it's just entirely different. Every person that even like sat us, I knew that they weren't going to serve us because most of the time you order at the bar or whatever, at the podium.
Serving culture was different. Yeah.
They were super unhappy to be there. Merriwell, right? Every time that I sat there, they were really bummed for us to be there. That, the burger spot kind of right outside the convention center.
Oh, yeah,
the
one
right
across the street.
We went there three times.
Didn't go there at all.
Yeah, didn't go there at all.
Each time they were
super... I mean, keep in mind, there was also like a burger place that was attached to a casino, so you have the extended misery of the fringe casino misery.
It was radiating.
A lot of those food places were all next to the casino.
Yeah.
Where Brian and I cleaned up.
Yeah. I'm up like way... I shouldn't talk about it. I might have to file it on my taxes because how much money I made.
Yeah. Never mind. Forget I said anything. Yeah,
I basically paid for my room in Gold Coast with
playing Sickbo.
Playing Sickbo.
The worst
and
statistical
craps.
Game you could possibly play.
So what is Sickbo?
You basically, it's just like, I'm thinking of a number. Is it 7? Yeah, here's a bunch of money.
Okay.
So it's like a game that a child would make
up? Yeah, oh, totally a game a child would make
up. It's called I Win.
Yeah.
No, it's there's 3 dice, and you bet on dice combinations or individual dice results. So you can bet like one of the dice will be a 3, and if a 3 comes up, you get 1-1, and if 2 threes come up, then you get paid 2-1. And in one casino we went to, if all 3 of them were 3s, then you would get paid out 12-1, which was interesting.
So oh, funny.
Levin hit one of those and got way rich.
Yeah.
For like a minute.
We finished after that.
Yeah, we won.
I mean, we all left.
We left
money.
Up.
I don't know why more people don't gamble. It seems like a good endeavor to me. Apparently, I just put down money and I get more money back. So why do I even have a job? Bye, idiots. I'm out of here.
We had only, like, I only had 3 goals for the trip. Because I like to go on vacation and not do like vacation-y stuff, like see the sights or whatever. I kind of like to just pretend that I live in that city and just relax. And so I did the same thing that I would have done in Seattle, just in a new environment. So I went to coffee shops and Dave and I brought our boards because we wanted to hit up local skate parks. And there's a ton and it's like spring getting into summer there. Mm-hmm. So it was great weather for it.
What was the name of that park we hit?
We went to Riverslide.
Riverslide.
Which is... Just
a clever pun right there.
I guess that would be south, just south of south
of pun?
East of Federation Square.
Yeah, it's east.
So it was like a 5-minute skate from the place we were staying, and that was awesome. And then I got a tattoo there that I had booked. I found an Australian artist thanks to people that I knew that went there and got this awesome tattoo from this guy named Justin Acca in Newport. So we got skate tattoos.
Yeah.
Show us.
What's your tattoo?
We should tweet it.
A tattoo is a great big toy guy. Yeah.
Tweet a tattoo picture by the time this runs.
It'll probably be all the way healed by then.
Toy.
It's only a week old now.
Toy like a toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ran in my office the other day. I was like, you want to see my tattoo? I got to take my pants off.
It's true.
Just dropped
it. And I took my pants off.
And I was like, well, okay.
Yeah, I'll show you when I get my back piece finished.
What'd you say?
I'll have to run into your office when I get my back piece finished.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone just wants to run in my office and take clothes off, go.
Cheeks all day.
Oh, I got cheeks, though.
Cheeks for days.
Like both.
What?
Yeah, I have zebra cheeks. They're striped with wind bars.
Yeah, his tattoo goes from shoulder to butt all the way down.
The bottom of the cheek.
Of a zebra?
It's
of a zebra's backside?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
He's got a tattoo of a zebra on
you
his
have
butt.
Zebra's
did you get a
ass
slight,
on your back?
You got a slightly smaller version of you tattooed on your back.
I got my back tattooed on my back.
But I'm striped.
Slightly smaller.
But I'm striped in my real version of me.
Dappled.
Oh.
With sunlight and
leaves. I guess my goals were pretty much the same as Gavin's. Sarah really wanted to see kangaroos and pandas, and we learned the hard way that you have to probably have a car or go pretty far to actually do that.
She was the only one that seemed interested.
Hey, well, yeah, she was. It would have been cool to touch one, but it wasn't like a big like it needed to happen.
I mean, I would have went because she wanted to go.
Yeah,
and like I think that would be cool, but like I would never plan it just like on my own for me.
Yeah. So you guys did that.
Yeah,
I saw. Yeah, pictures.
We did it. Oh, let me tell you.
Someone ate one.
Koala, pretty smelly.
Where'd you go to do that?
We went to an amusement park. What was it? Dreamland?
Six Flags?
We went to Dreamland.
Yeah, Dreamland.
Cedar Point.
Which was like I guess there was some DreamWorks affiliation with it too, but.
Yeah. Six Flags over Gold Coast.
Yeah.
It was essentially what
so our goal. Our goal, one
is great.
It is.
Our only goal for Gold Coast was that we were going to go surfing.
Which we didn't do.
And we didn't do that.
We didn't surf. The whole point of this friggin' trip was to surf.
And why didn't you?
I tried. Everyone else was like,
sun was in my eyes.
Because, outside.
I was Typhoid Mary over here was sick for 4 days.
I was sick for like half of the trip. I got whatever Josh had. Thanks, Josh.
We went shopping.
Not my fault. I stayed away from you.
We shopped a lot.
You were a vessel for disease. American we shared dollar. A bathroom. I was
How
fucked.
Many American dollars did you spend? Are you willing to share?
I'm not willing to share. I will say that the tattoo is a significant portion of that, which I don't count because that was like an investment I would have made anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's not shopping. That was personal care.
What percentage of your gross domestic product did you spend on Tim Tams?
Per capita.
Not enough. Not enough.
So was the tattoo equivalent to the price here or yeah. was it actually cheaper sure. because
it,
of the dollar?
It actually was. So like I'd say no tip. On
How
average,
many Big Macs does that equate to?
I'd say on average here, like you'd expect to pay $150 an hour for the quality of artist that Justin Acca is. And he's the kind of person that only takes on appointments they want to take. He's not just like a hand for hire at the shop or anything. Mm-hmm. And he was 170 an hour. Mm. And that comes out to about 150
yeah,
in America.
Yeah.
But it's actually poor etiquette to state how much your tattoo costs overall.
Did we figure tip? Did you figure that out? You I know you had, that you had to consult the internet if you
I consulted
Australia.
The internet and my conclusion was that you do not tip unless you are paying for a very inexpensive tattoo. Mm. Like say you found an artist that was 70, 80 an hour.
Yeah.
But that otherwise you do not. Because here in the States, it's usually like I would tip 20 for every 100 that I spent on a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have tipping culture in the same way that we do. Which makes
Did
sense.
You go to Bed Bath & Beyond?
Is there Bed Bath & Beyond in Australia?
There's not at all.
I'm so excited about this. I saw Bed Bath & Beyond
it's got a different name.
At lunch.
They do have it, but it's got a different name.
Oh.
Bed Bath & Table.
Oh. Well, that makes more sense than our
I know.
Name.
That's what I said. That's what I told Brian. Like, it makes so much more sense.
But like, Josh, let's go back and talk.
So much more sense.
You said that the one in Seattle here has like a bunch of travel stuff in it. That's not table.
Yeah.
That's beyond.
That's beyond the table.
That's definitely
that's
beyond.
That's yeah. technically, that's
that's space that's age, you know?
It's bath.
I got a cutting board. What is that? That's a kitchen.
What's a blender?
Thanks everybody
that's
tuning
not,
in.
That's neither bed nor bath. Yeah. That's kitchen.
A blender is counter at best.
Table. Bath and counter. Kitchen is table.
Future
no, table is
Email
table.
Us.
Yeah,
Email
it's not a salt and pepper shaker. I don't. You put that
FML
cutting board out there. If it were a cheese board, maybe. Cutting board beyond. Cheese board table.
None of these are real.
No, table makes more sense.
Beyond is way more aspirational.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, it's too aspirational.
It's non-committal.
That place is just a place
Hey, let me tell you about this awesome stuff we went to in Melbourne.
Wait, what are you
going to
have like Buzz Lightyear say to infinity and table?
Black Book. It's called Black Book. And if you're looking for a place in Melbourne
Got
that
it.
Sells stuff that is by local Melbourne, like graphic designers or apparel designers and stuff like that, it's an awesome place to go.
So it's Black t-shirts
Book.
And...
Yeah, it's streetwear apparel. I took Dave there because I went there last year and I dig it because it's not stuff I can buy here in the States. And I don't like to go there and just like shop for things that I could easily buy here.
Sure, what's the point?
So they like have a lot of really cool local artists and designers and stuff.
I tried to tip one of the dealers at the casino because I was like, hey, I just took a bunch of money from you. Here's a tip. And the guy freaked out.
And he was like, you, sir, are worse than Hitler.
What?
He freaked out. He was like, we don't do that here.
I can see where he's going with that because it's like, oh, you just made me a bunch of money. Here's more money.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
you
want to
help me out some more?
Or
yeah.
Something there.
The best part about shopping in Australia in what month is it right now?
November.
It's November.
In November it's the end of
stores.
Their. It was about to be summer.
Yeah, yeah.
So all their fall stuff was on sale. So
we got
some
deals.
Oh man, 50% off all over the place.
All their winter
shopping
stuff.
There would be perfect
Take those deals
all the
to the hospital because they were sick.
They were giving it away.
Yeah. So we scored some sick deals. Oh, yeah. I think we kind of filled our bags with
another awesome local Melbourne shop. Fat. Just FAT.
Just FAT. Nice,
pretty cool.
Nice fashionable stuff for
pretty
men
hot and tempting.
Women.
Pretty cool design. Cool stuff. Great prices.
I didn't have any room in my suitcase to buy much, unfortunately.
You
I
should
had,
Yelp all of this.
Oh, I left plenty of room. I went there with
I meant
room.
To, but then I had to bring back all of the towels. Thanks, guys.
Not my
we
idea.
Brought two kigurumis, and we were going to sacrifice them, but we ended up being able to pack it on and just make it work.
Yeah.
You brought what?
The full-size suits. Not the suit, but like the
it
pajama
just looks
style
like,
animal.
It looks like a
Did you see me as a giraffe?
Footy pajama.
Not giraffe.
Kangaroo. Oh, your costume,
yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the
kangaroos.
Who was Kiko's roomie?
Levin.
They're called Kigurumi?
Yeah.
Kiko's
roomie.
It's
a Japanese.
That's the company that makes it?
No, that's the term for the product.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sazak makes it.
I had brought so much Halloween candy on the way over that all of that space was there on the way back.
You're a dealer. The first one's free.
Hmm.
First Snickers
Actually, they were
bar.
All free.
Yeah.
First Kikakuku's free.
Gave away candy to anybody that wanted it.
Yeah.
Oh. You're really excited to call them lollies, too.
Because I wanted to be appropriate. I wanted weird. To be welcoming and inclusive.
No.
I noticed that you call it Melbourne, even when you're speaking in a purely American accent.
No, you have to keep your roots.
You got to go all in or not in. I mean, if you're going to go noy all the time, then it's like, oh, noy, no. Melbourne.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So what else did you guys do over on the Gold Coast?
More like
We went to Dream, Old Coast. We went to DreamWorks or the Dreamland or whatever, and we rolled roller coasters and we had bumper cars and we
were kangaroo butt.
Grown ass men.
Seven playing. Grown men walking around amusement park.
Was it like a young person amusement park?
We sort of
park,
kids,
or was it,
what?
Did you win any
older people
animals?
Rides?
Whose idea was the shirts?
Oh, that was Guy. That was the Australian's idea.
Yeah, so Guy had this idea that we would all get not matching shirts, but like we'd all get really bright,
tacky
floral shirts.
They were Hawaiian shirts.
And we each had different Hawaiian shirts and like
Hawaiian shirts in fucking Australia. We weren't in Hawaii. And so, every person we walked by was like Americans.
literally we heard someone in a shopping center like turn to the person next to them and go, Americans. Like, just point to us.
They were a funny topic of conversation.
A lot of people.
It just has to be stressed
that
this was the Australian kid's idea.
Well, because the Masters.
We're just trying to fit in.
Remember, I mentioned the Masters thing earlier. So there were other groups walking around in like sort of matching shirts. So we had a couple people ask us if we were like part of the Masters, right?
Yeah.
And we made up this whole story. We're like, oh, we're going to say that we're the American cricket team. And because then it's okay if we don't know anything about it because it's American. None of us know. We just knew that it would be a free trip to Australia if we played cricket. And then we made this whole story. And then as we were changing after the water park part, someone came over to Guy. It was like me, Guy, and Kyle, and asked if we were with the Masters. And Guy immediately goes, oh, no, we're just, three guys wearing floral shirts.
That was the other thing.
Kyle was so mad. He's like, you missed your chance. It was your one chance to do it. We're a cricket team, damn it. We're a cricket team.
The other thing was when there were seven of us wearing these doofy, stupid shirts. And it's funny when there's seven of you, then it's like a topic of conversation. When you'd split off on your own and there was just one of you, then you're just an asshole with a dumb shirt. Me and Levin were like off on our own for a bit and it was not as funny.
No.
The looks we got were different.
My shirt was sweet. I don't know what you're talking about. Sweet shirt.
I'm wearing it under this right now.
Oh, sweet shirt. We did go to the beach a couple days. We walked. Me, Levin, and Ryan, or Ryan, Levin, and I, walked from Broad Beach, which is where we were near, to Surfer's Paradise.
How many survivors were there?
The three of us made it, too. We made it all the way there.
Okay.
Barely. We kept almost stepping on
jellyfish.
And jellyfish. There's jellyfish
all
over the place.
Didn't you almost get in a hideous car wreck?
Huh?
Is it that day?
Oh, that was the day of the
on the way back from
amusement park. Like, we legit almost died.
We barely...
Like, best ride of the day.
Best ride of the... We got
beast
out of
luck.
Best of luck. We got out of the amusement park just in time for a giant thunderstorm to hit. And we're driving through this thunderstorm, and we're in this, like, mini bus thing. And we're not... None of us were looking forward at that point. We were all, like... I was trying not to throw up because I'd been on a ride, and I don't do well on rides. And everyone else was doing various things. And all of a sudden, we're skidding almost sideways.
Who was driving?
It was a cab.
Oh, okay.
And we look up and we're like just barreling towards a stopped line of traffic. And we stop like probably
like a foot before this guy's bumper, but we also skidded for like five car lengths. It was like fishtailing. I was like, well.
And
the whole time I was just thinking like, this isn't going to be a major accident, but this is going to be a big inconvenience. So I'm going to have to sit here while a cop shows up and we're going to have to like, I don't know, give a statement or something. This just added 45 minutes to my day. Screwed. Like,
we're all hungry or grumpy.
Yeah.
I am trying not to throw up. But then it was like, we stop and like, you could see everyone in the car do the same math at the same time. Like everyone looked forward and we're like, oh, we didn't die. And then everybody like at the same time went, and look backward to see if we were going to get nailed from behind.
That's cool.
So, no, we didn't die. We were in a sweet house. No one got eaten by a shark.
Yeah. That you know of.
We saw really big bats.
No spiders.
Gigantic bats. We saw one big scary spider, but it was when we were at the zoo. It wasn't in an exhibit. It was out. But it still was like in the context of the zoo area, so it wasn't as shocking.
Was it a kangaroo?
There was plenty
poisonous.
Of predators that could have eaten it.
It was riding around in a kangaroo.
It was in the pouch
Did
of
it
the kangaroo.
Eat a kangaroo? Yeah.
It wore its skin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We saw tigers.
Yeah, we That's didn't cool. get to have a tiger experience. I can't stress enough that the koala that we held was extremely doped up and just covered in its own shit. Like, and they're like, put your hands out. Wait. And tell I'm like, no.
Tell me the story you told me, though, about the shirts.
What?
You said you got, like, you wore that shirt while holding the koala, and then you guys wore those shirts every day.
Koala poop all over it. Yeah. And then I was walking around. I went through a good 3 bottles of Purell that day. Just, I'm like, forever unclean. And I'm wiping it on my shirt. I did, like, a quick shirt wipe down in Purell. Yeah, and then I was like, okay, one day and done with these dumb shirts, and we're out. And it's like, no, let's all wear them every day, forever. I was like, let's be buried in them. Every time we did anything, it was like, let's put our dumb shirts on.
Oh, let's do it. You smell. You smell so bad.
It did. It did not smell good.
We did go to the top of that tower, which was cool. There's like a 77-story tower in Surfer's Paradise. So you can see up and down both, all the way down the coast from there and into the cities and into the canal system, which is really cool.
Well, me, you, and Robert did that of the Enforcer Party.
In Melbourne, yeah, we did the one in Melbourne. But what was cool about the top of the Surfer's Paradise tower was that you could see that there's like a natural canal system there to see how that all weaves through everything. It was pretty cool.
We had tea sandwiches.
And we had tea sandwiches.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The only thing
in that tower?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. The only thing we ate the entire time was candy.
For 3.
Yeah, we ate a lot
of candy. That's always the same stuff. We had the great idea to go to the grocery store as soon as we got there.
Yeah, you know, to get food, so we'd have food to eat at
the
house.
That makes sense, right? Because we have a house with the kitchen and stuff, so we're like, all right, we're going to get food. We shopped like we were 7-year-olds with $200 budgets
you
each.
Damn millennials.
Were you hungry?
We were all hungry, too.
That's your problem.
It was bad.
I don't remember. All I know is all we bought was candy, and like Dave and I were together, and then Sarah was on her own. And I remember Dave and I being like, well, maybe Sarah got something.
She got ramen noodles, foreign ramen noodles.
Which
they weren't called that.
Horrible. And
they were the worst. And she opened one package, and that was it.
Oh, and Dave and I did buy bananas, which no one ever ate.
Nope.
We got along with Jamie.
Seriously, though, we tried every foreign candy or sweet that we thought. Like, they had pods there.
Oh, talk about the New Zealand candy you get. Those what was it? Lifesavers musk?
Oh, my God.
I
tweeted about
candy.
It. Lifesaver musk, which I saw at the very first, like, convenience store place we went to. And I was like, all right, this is foreign. I have no idea what this is. Maybe it'll be slightly enjoyable.
It was called Lifesaver musk.
Yes, it was called Lifesaver musk. Pink M-U-S-K. Package, right? Pink package, you know, kind of appealing.
Pink?
Yeah. And I was wondering if maybe it was like a fruity thing and it was kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what I expected, but it tasted like eating a man that was smoked.
Yeah.
Smoked man.
It's like if you licked the Old Spice man.
Yeah, so it was
right
like Old Spice flavor.
Yeah. So you got some hair on there too.
Pretty musky then.
Yeah, it tasted like musk.
All right.
Turns out. Ugh.
So you weren't really led astray at all.
I even tried, I tried 3. I
Yeah, we kept eating them. That was
I
the worst part.
I chewed the first one, which was
an
instant delivery of just male.
I chewed it too.
Just chromosomes.
But then like by the end, it's like you sort of forget a little bit how bad it was, and you're like, maybe it wasn't so bad. And you get the second one, you're like, oh no, it was.
Yeah.
It was
I brought them home to let you guys try. So.
Oh yeah, you should have brought them in.
I think I actually have them in my bag over there, so we might have to go try. We can live cast them trying some.
I'm done with that. Bombing. I had to do durian.
I'll eat man.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
It's a cookbook.
It's horrible.
It's a cookbook.
And then
guys, it was
right
the whole time.
One of my favorite things that I got to do while we were down there was up there, over there, doesn't matter.
Down there.
Couldn't sleep at like 2 in the morning due to jet lag reasons. And I went out. Forget the repercussions of no one knowing where I was at 2 in the morning or anything. It's not like I have a girlfriend there and didn't
tell her. Waking up to Dave just sitting at on the couch across from my bed, and I'm just staring at him, not sure if he's real or not.
That's weird. Yeah, I packed up my camera gear and went outside, and I brought a Hasselblad old school film camera, and I just did some night photography for a few hours.
What'd you set your f-stop at?
It was F-16 sometimes.
16?
Sometimes it was 2.8. Yeah.
Wait, do you have a tripod?
I didn't have a tripod, but I found
it's a ridiculous shutter setting.
That low light?
I was open for like 30 seconds to a minute to 2 minutes at some time, depending on what I was looking at. But I just found a milk crate and had like a little remote trigger and set it up on that to do some long exposure.
So you took pictures of milk crates?
Yes. Wow. No, I took milk pictures on milk crates of laneways.
Other milk crates.
Of other
and some of the monuments with night
traffic.
So
this is part of your milk crate
series. Yeah. It's going to be very popular in Flickr.
Hey, it sounds great.
I'm done with this story. You're right. You did make me quit the podcast.
You're going to F-stop?
Yep. Oh, wow. All right. I'm going to try to find that musk.
Yeah, go get the musk. I'll get the musk.
To talk about.
Get that.
Don't say your... There you go. But done gently.
Don't stop. Get that. Jiggle that. What else? Do we have any other stories? Oh, well, we did have like... We did do that one grocery shop where we were on the taxi, like there was still the meter was still running, so Ryan was frantically getting really angry.
It was after our accident.
It was after our accident. He was still in PTSD. And we were trying to shop for things, and
there's a time and a place to shop for things. It's Jamie, not like you're leaving a taxi.
Jamie
running.
Ended up buying an unfortunate number of bananas. Just like way more than it'd ever be done. And he kept offering bananas around. It became like the meme for the rest of the trip was that Jamie would go, banana? Anyone? Banana?
He would pull bananas
it was
out
haunting.
Of thin air.
We bought
three
and no one ever ate them.
Oh. Yeah.
That was fast.
You're very organized, it turns out.
Dave, you
got a long stride.
You gotta
all right,
tell the,
let's eat this garbage.
Sarah Pie joke story then. Yep. After we do this musk taste test.
Oh, I'm going to eat this too?
Yeah, let me smell one again. I just
it does.
Be
it smells like deodorant.
Is it?
It smells like deodorant. Who buys this?
I already ate one, so I'm just.
I don't know if it's like
it smells
a
like
chewing
baby
tobacco
powder.
Replacement.
It does. There's a baby powder, a distinct baby powder aroma.
This smells exactly like my balls.
I would put this in my shoe to remove this scent. Yeah, this is like Gold Bond medicated lifesaver.
My taint. All right, musks have been handed out. Let's do this.
I already
should I savor this lifesaver?
Ready? On three. 1, 2, 3.
Oh my
tastes
god!
Tastes like it smells.
It just, it's
which is, for the record,
giving,
horrible.
Just let it sink in for a little bit.
Take why am I eating? This
take
is
a
like
bite.
A
close
shoe
your
insert.
Eyes and really think about the man that is
are
emitting
you sure
this flavor in your mouth.
Are you sure this isn't soap?
Kind of tastes like soap.
Yeah.
Is this punishment for swearing?
Listen, and I was in elementary
school.
This is
like school, a dude who hasn't bathed.
A kid got in trouble for handing out Pepto-Bismol
oh god,
to kindergartners
disgusting.
And telling them it was candy.
It's really great.
Give me it was not disgusting, but... I mean, I could eat this.
Perfumey.
It does taste perfumey. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, people do eat them because they're manufactured and sold.
This is 100% parabens. Like, there's nothing
you know,
else
this
in
is,
here.
This is one of those things. It's like Vegemite. They like it.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think,
so they like
I don't even
Vegemite
know if they like it.
It's like Vegemite and mispronouncing the word no.
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 But I mean, really, some people like rose
right.
flavored.
I'm going to go ahead and say that
too.
To me, the highlight of the trip,
perfumey.
My favorite place that we went to was actually Brisbane. I love Melbourne. I like being there for the show, but I was really impressed by Brisbane. Everyone who talks about Brisbane has nothing. Like, everyone who comes from there is like, oh, Brisbane.
Did it just fall out of your mouth?
Yeah, I think my mouth rejected it, like, unconsciously.
I don't see what happened.
I don't know how that happened either.
I was staring at him as it happened.
It just popped out of your mouth.
I know. My teeth were like, get that shit out of here.
Your body rejected
it. I know. Well...
Oh my
I can still taste it. I'll put it right there.
Brisbane felt like a nice city. It felt like a city where people lived and worked, had cool bars, had a good entertainment district, good cocktail culture.
Good red light district.
We went to Mana Bar, the origin of Yug.
Oh, yeah.
And that was cool.
Did Yug go behind the bar and pour you a drink?
No. But some of the drinks there are still ones that he sort of invented, which is cool. And we heard a few stories of like, back in the day stuff. It was fun.
So
we were really obsessed at that time with doing, we do the panoramas on your camera and you run around behind the person. So you're like in it twice.
Oh yeah.
And we tried to do a whole scene in Mana Bar where we were like at three different points and we just couldn't pull it off because it was too cramped and too small to pull it off. We couldn't do it in time.
We discovered that in at least Melbourne, pie-faced
the pie spot is as common as Starbucks is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I equate them to McDonald's.
Yeah. Well,
because it's horse meat.
Okay. I could see that. But it was
there's not McDonald's
honestly,
in Seattle.
Opposite corners of the same block would have this pie place.
Starbucks.
And I can't remember how we started, but it became the running gag that whenever we passed one, we had to offer it to Sarah because she wanted pie at one time.
One time.
It was early in the trip, so every single time, which would be 8 times a walk.
And she never got any left. Like, to justify this, this was just us going like, hey, Sarah, pie face,
yeah,
every time.
But I think the last day or second to last day, she actually went for it.
Yeah, it broke her down.
And she was like, why weren't we doing this every day? She's a pie fan, so it worked out. But so she regret not going there every day.
When we went to Australia last year, Robert and David and I, and Cahill went early to pre-set up the show and everything. And out of the first 6-7 days we were there, I think, goddamn, Robert and David made us eat at Pie Face at least 2 goddamn times a day. It was horrible. I hate that place.
Robert absolutely loves
it. I don't think my stomach
it.
Enzymes are the same after that. Little call back from yesterday.
I appreciate
replaced
that.
With pie.
Huh?
You've just been replaced with pie.
Yeah.
Your stomach now is a crust.
I need
lining.
One of those butt poop transplants to fix my internal enzyme.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's the poop transplant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's when they put other person poop in your butt.
Oh, like a transfusion.
Yeah.
A transfusion.
No, it's a transplant. I thought you had poop out of me.
I thought you had to put someone like drink it in a smoothie, like a poo smoothie, from what I've heard on our podcast.
I'm not a doctor, but that probably seems easier.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than poopy.
It's better than this goddamn lifesaver. I'd rather eat a poop milkshake than eat any more of this lifesaver. I bet my body wouldn't reject that.
Yeah.
Josh, I'm really glad that you allowed Brian and Ryan to be on this podcast at the same time.
Poop.
That was a
I'm sorry.
Terrible
I
idea.
I didn't mean to explain how it would make sense, but it doesn't.
You know, it's not your judgment that I question.
Hey, two other people came to me and they're like, God, can we put Ryan on this?
Yeah.
And like,
ew.
Oh, that's a little much. I said, are we going to?
No.
Can
no,
we?
You
no,
said
no,
no. I think we need oh, Ryan on here. Right? There's only one Brian.
Hold on. My only thing was
he meant
it was
going to
be
Brian
alone versus the
yeah,
two of us.
No story would
trip.
Get told well if it was just me.
That's
I'd be like,
true.
Hey, we
no,
went to
I think
Gold
it would.
Coast.
You know what,
I think
it would actually get told rather than it going
to infinity,
and then me going into
guys,
jokes
hey guys,
and not making sense.
I went to Gold Coast.
Hey, jokes are funny.
To infinity and table.
By definition,
that's it. I would have done that. I'll say it again. That was good.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Hey, I contributed. Fuck you.
I'm not saying you didn't. I'm saying the two of you together
are amazing.
Let's do a different podcast where you scold us for being shitty human beings. But now let's just keep talking about how great Australia is. It's okay.
Yeah. 6 out of 10. Good, not great. C+.
Would you have rather stayed in Melbourne?
What, me? No, I was there for 2 weeks. I was ready to see another part of it.
Dude, I like the idea of going to different places every time that I stay. Like,
I love Melbourne.
Do you like Melbourne better than where you went?
Yeah, I do. I like Melbourne the most, but at the same time, I was there 2 weeks. I was there a week before the show, then the whole week of the show. I was ready to go.
I wouldn't go back to Gold Coast in future times, but I would like to go to Adelaide, and everyone makes fun of me for that, but like...
Adelaide.
I like the... or Australians make fun of me for that. Because apparently it's like a boring city or whatever, but like, look.
Every Australian hates every other city. Yeah. Whatever city they're from, they hate every other city.
And like, no one's from Adelaide, but it seems nice. And Bill Bryson had nice things to say about it in his book. And it's near Barossa, so good wine. I'll do a wine trip. Wine trip next time?
Yeah, I wanted to do this time. Remember? Right. Hey,
classy wine tours.
Oh. I wanted to I wanted to do that.
We live in the Barossa of America.
What?
Woodinville. I don't know. Hey,
Barbarossa, have you not seen?
Listen, I don't drink wine, but
tides?
I will say
ba,
that
ba, ba, ba,
Pacific
Barbarossa.
Northwest has fantastic cider, and Melbourne is the only place I've ever been that has had as extensive and range and availability of cider.
Well,
it
I think that
awesome.
America's way like well behind in cider culture.
Well, but it also makes sense that it would be here because like it's like similar climate with the apple orchards and like the.
There's
vineyards.
All kinds of apples
There's
in
apples
America,
everywhere.
But no, the hard cider thing was like so not an American thing. Like,
I don't know. It's getting hot right now.
It's getting hot now, but like
here
I'm saying,
is.
Like
Nobody
the
East
idea
Coast.
Like Strongbow no, and all that stuff
it's
was
all
huge.
Over the place now.
Was huge
more
in,
than
in Europe well before it got big here. So I imagine it was popular in Australia during that time.
They have great
too.
Cider there.
Decades.
It's not as sweet
Why do you hate
and
America?
Sugary as ours.
For obvious reasons, largely
cider.
The lack of gun control. I fear for my
now
life.
Now we're getting somewhere. Now it's a podcast.
I fear for my life anytime I step outside the door because Faye Lauer is concealed carrying and who knows what's going on with that guy.
But it's all blades.
Rapiers.
Yeah.
And gun blades.
don't know.
Is it a bayonet?
Beyblades?
He likes guns too.
All right. I think that's a. I think
that's a wrap.
I think that's
I'm
a wrap.
Yeah,
I don't know.
If you have any questions.
Dave, do you have any more stories?
No.
No, nobody has any more stories. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Thanks. Goodbye.